I didn't register the drumming of approaching footsteps behind me, nor did I realize that a hush had fallen over cubicle land until two large fingers gave my shoulder a gentle but firm tap. I turned, feeling unsteady but somewhat dazed, and looked from the hand, now on my elbow, up the strong arm, around the curve of the bulky shoulder, and over the angular jaw and chin, until my eyes met the breath-hijacking sight of Sir Handsome McHotpants's piercing blue eyes. I cringed. Actually, it was more of a wince, followed by a cringe. And his name wasn't Handsome McHotpants. I didn't know his name, but I recognized him as one of the afternoon security guards for the building, the one that I'd been harmlessly admiring slash stalking for the past 5 weeks. I had never learned his name because I had a boyfriend, not to mention that McHotpants was about 20,000 leagues out of my league, at least in the looks department, and, according to my friend Elizabeth, likely gay. Elizabeth had once told me that men who look like McHotpants usually wanted to be with other men who look like McHotpants. Who could blame them? More often than I was comfortable admitting, I reflected that he was one of those people who were just decidedly too good-looking. His perfection shouldn't have been possible in nature. It wasn't that he was a pretty guy. I was certain he would not look better dressed in drag than 99% of the women I knew. Rather, it was that everything about him, from his consistently, perfectly tousled light brown hair, to his stunningly strong, square jaw, to his faultless full mouth, was overwhelmingly flawless. Looking at him made my chest hurt. Even his movements were gracefully effortless, like someone who was dexterously comfortable with the world and completely secure of his place in it. He reminded me of a falcon. I, on the other hand, always hovered in the space between self-consciousness and sterile detachment. My gracefulness was akin to that of an ostrich. When my head wasn't in the sand, people were looking at me and probably thinking, "What a strange bird!"